you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us out east. I can't talk fast. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. All right, crabdiving.com. I'm rethinking doing the show right now.
Is it hurting
because
to talk?
I'm just not talking. I feel like I'm on the slow bus.
No, you sound normal.
If
you don't sound slow.
It feels weird on my teeth. I got my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And if you feel slow, let's go to the Golden Corral here in Pensacola, Florida. We'll hang out by the Grit Station. You know, and I'll introduce you to some slow people so you have a frame of reference. You don't sound slow, dude.
I usually speak much faster on the opening bullshit.
Right. Well, when you're listening to the show back, just play it in fast mode.
That's right. We'll sound like chipmunks. Yesterday I had some very interesting laser mouth surgery. Which slightly more extensive than I had expected, but still nothing compared to the last surgery I had, which anybody with any gum issues out there, holy shit, if you don't find yourself a perio guy that does the laser thing, I think you're kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it seems a little, from how you described it compared to what the dude did to you in LA that didn't use the fucking laser. That guy in LA is a goddamn barbarian.
Dudette.
She's a barbarianess.
Well, you know, and I did my research in the area where we lived, and that was, you know, there's, unlike here in Pensacola, Florida,
lasers,
where there's like three or four really dedicated periodontists in Los Angeles, there's a fuck of a lot more. I think she was good. I just am amazed that she doesn't use the laser thing. And it seems to be better all around, except for the when I had the one section done in L.A. and they sliced and put in bone grafts and then sewed everything back up. 2 days later.
Yes.
I mean, the next day I was able to eat things.
Right.
This.
Not so much.
I am on liquid diet for four fucking days.
Sucks, man. That fucking sucks.
And then 10 days of, like, baby food after that of mush.
No, my God.
Anything mushy.
I don't mean to, that sucks.
But it's supposed to be amazing, the results that they get. And it actually, without the, no stitches, no nothing. I can feel little pieces of gum flaking off every once in a while where it got zapped. But it really just. The laser is fascinating. It's it's the wand or whatever you want that delivers the laser is
the magic wand.
It's three human hairs,
okay,
wide, and he just slides it in between the gum and the tooth, and you hear that that laser pulse sound, and then you smell your gums burning, which is fascinating.
Can they do something for you? Can't they plug up your olfactory senses so you don't smell that shit? God damn, man.
But fascinating all around. Anyway, so
congratulations.
That's, that was less than 24 hours ago, so that's why I'm.
I think you sound fucking great.
Speaking a little oddly.
No, 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 you're not.
And
that's in your mind.
A little lower energy, but you know, fuck everybody.
Right.
Ow. lots going on in the world. We should probably. I feel like Donald Trump. Stop talking about myself for a moment.
Right.
And
God, what a lunatic.
I let you talk about me.
He just always sounds bizarre.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get the clip of his inspiring.
His fucking
his inspiring
speech.
Words from. Well, he had another one today.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
He's very concerned about getting those tax breaks for the rich.
Right. What about those?
As Houston
yeah.
is under, is balls deep in water and or labia deep in water.
Right. Whichever. Whoever's or soggy. Both. Why isn't he concerned?
Or other.
What?
In case you got something else going on.
Oh,
down
yeah,
there,
right. Who knows, man? Why isn't he concerned about the most soggy of us? He doesn't care.
Yeah, he's got this little. Lack of empathy thing going on. I've even heard Republicans criticizing his appearance in Corpus Christi, by the way.
Okay.
Not even Houston. Several of them have said, well, you know, he's really not big on this empathy thing.
The leader of the free world
yeah.
doesn't have empathy.
Yeah.
I can't think of another word. Empathize. He can't empathize? Is he a fucking Vulcan?
Who's shocked? I mean, he's a...
I think Spock could empathize.
A fucking narcissist.
Spock could empathize. Spock could
well, sure.
have the ability
Spock
to put...
Spock was a muggle. Or
right.
had mudblood or
what
whatever.
What does that mean? A muggle?
And he wasn't pure muggle.
Oh, he was Romulan.
He was mixed.
And
human.
Vulcan. Oh, and I thought Vulcan. He was mixed as Romulan.
No, his mother was a human.
He's a muggle, he is. But he could put himself in other situations and imagine how the other person could feel. I don't know about this with Schittler.
Even intellectually.
Yeah. Yeah.
At best. There's no way Trump can even do that.
No.
Like Trump, he's not even a good psychopath because psychopaths are good at faking emotions.
So what the fuck is he? He's not a psychopath.
He's a narcissist.
He's
a
narcissist.
And a sociopath.
Right. And I think he's lazy. I think there's some laziness there. You know, he went out of the way.
That fucking dick.
Oh, yeah. But he's got to be. I mean, the way he sees doing presidential bullshit, it must be like, oh, look at all the shit I got to do before I can golf again. That's got to be it.
Or look at all the shit other people have to do so I can go golfing.
Right.
Victory, I claim victory.
Oh, yes.
Loss, I blame them.
Right.
He's completely unaccountable.
And he's our president. And a lot of you fuck faces voted for him, you fuck nuts. Dickheads.
Let's see what the headlines are.
Yes.
My computer's being a little cunty.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop. Oh, oops. High atop the bunker, somewhere in the bunker.
Everybody's high.
On the other side of the moat at Crab Diving Studios, Pensacola. Dateline, August the 30th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, bullshit.
I agree.
You know, my mom told me that I need to watch that Lily Tomlin show with, what's her face, Jane Fonda. She said it was hilarious.
I like to have children.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Ooh, suck my dick.
Says Houston.
Yes.
Muslims open doors. We suffer the same. Mosques
yeah.
are opening. By the way, there were mosques open and
right.
taking in everyone.
Yes.
For shelter. Before that fucking
Joel
jizz guzzler Joel, not that there's anything wrong with
yummy,
that
yummy.
Joel, let's say
Osteen?
Hyena jizz guzzler,
right.
Joel Osteen.
Listen, I'm gonna need you to extract
nothing wrong with jizz guzzling, but if
a
it's a hyena,
tablespoon of hyena jizz,
yeah.
I don't know how you're gonna do it.
That's untoward.
it's dangerous, actually. Give it a handy to a hyena.
Who says hand?
You better be good. Oh fuck me. This is a team effort, guys.
The
sort of.
The it's basically a story. I'm not gonna read the whole thing because
man.
I don't feel like talking that much. The but it's about how the Muslim community, the Islamic Society of Greater Houston, is one of the places that turned at least five area mosques into shelters.
Wow.
Right away.
And I imagine all the churches did the same exact thing,
well,
right?
Joel Osteen was like, well, we were being cautious.
I saw that. And people are posting that that's fake news, that he didn't open his doors. It is not fake news. He did not.
He did not open his fucking doors. And it was fake news that it was underwater. And there was one time where he said, oh, my God. Well, he's really under scrutiny right now. But yes. Rightfully so. Fuck him.
Right.
It's now his church is now open. Joel Osteen, if you don't know who he is, he's the something called Lakewood Church in Houston. It's one of the biggest Uber giant mega policing operations out there.
God damn.
Joel Osteen. And he's one of these prosperity guys. Ooh. I don't know that he's as, like, he's not Creflo Dollar, you know.
Does
he's
he
not...
have more money than Creflo? I mean, surely God
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't necessarily think that he's as prosperity gospelish as they are, but he's really good at prosperitying himself and his family.
You know what I think about his mega church and all his, you know, what, do you think they have a juice bar somewhere in that mega church?
A bar for Jews only?
Yes. No, definitely they don't have that. But I mean a juice bar where you can order, like, you know, a fresh squozen.
McDonald's?
Is there really? Or a Starbucks? No, there's a Starbucks in that motherfucker.
In some, I thought it was like a Mickey D's or something that we had actually read one time. Go to iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. Helps us out.
That's right.
We had talked about one time when they were opening, some church was like put in a McDonald's in the back of the church. To try to attract people to come, you know, and hang.
That is a great fucking idea. Because when I was a kid, we used to skip Sunday school and sometimes church.
Does your mother know this? Was your mother in on it? Or
I didn't really do much, any kind of shenanigans in high school. This isn't so bad compared to what some of my fucking friends did. Please.
I used to pretend to go to church. I'd just drop the envelope in the in the offering box at the door.
Box.
Because those Catholics, they don't give a shit if you actually come in. They'll make it easy for you to put it. Just, you know, drop in your money if you can't make mass. That's great.
And you're attractive children.
And I would, not me, I was a spindly little stick insect of a child.
That's good.
But, fortunately, I dodged all those bullets. But, there was a time. Probably seventh, right? Eighth grade. I would drop off the envelope and walk away.
That's it.
Right over to the park, which was nearby.
Well, you know what?
Kennedy Park.
Oh, really? See, I think that that's your parents
in Chicago,
right? Giving you,
they knew,
a good understanding of how religion works. Like, you understood. Like, oh, okay, I get it. The main thing they care about is putting my money in their offertory. That's all they give a fuck about. And you understand that. That's good.
Well, it was also a payment plan deal that they had for the Catholic school, was that you could pay your tuition outright, or you could
pay it differently.
You could pay it, yeah, on the weekend.
Listen, Junior, we're going to need you to take one for the team. We don't feel like paying the offertory this month, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Sign up for Altar Boy.
Right.
So this Joel Osteen came
buckstick
under fire, raked over the coals. I think it was actually, it might have been Raw Story that first, one of the commie pinko lib rags we all know and love.
Right.
Had, I think, initially called him out on his bullshit, and then social media took over and raked over the coals. But then he said that, now he's saying
he's full of shit.
Joel Osteen admits megachurch should have done some things differently. after the hurricane.
He was worried about the safety of people inside his church. Like, what would have happened to them?
Well, that was one bullshit.
God, did you see the people walking around on the expressway knee-deep in water? I don't know what's safer. I don't know. Out wandering around in the floodwater with your kids on your back, or tooling about in that mega church, hanging out at the espresso bar. It's dangerous in there. Oh, my God. There's linoleum.
The prosperity gospel minister insisted to ABC News today that his Lakewood church had offered shelter to hurricane victims, although the, good God, 16,800 seat church.
Good.
16,000. Didn't we do a story about him, probably on a Faithless Friday, that he raked in $700,000 every weekend?
Holy fucking shit.
Wasn't that it? That,
God damn it. That's people just giving into the offertory plate?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cash.
Who the fuck? Someone, go to Texas. Explain the world to some of these fuckers. A guy with a megachurch doesn't need your dollars every fucking week. $700,000. What does he do with that money?
Osteen spoke in front of a pile of donated diapers. Which is kind of fitting.
Right.
Producers showed photos of flooding outside his church. Osteen said, the narrative is that we didn't want to take people in, or we didn't open in time. You know, it's not totally true.
See, like, all that shit is subjective, right? We didn't open in time. In time for what?
We were here for people. We were a shelter. Well, your doors were closed. We were taking people as soon as the floodwaters receded. When several people came here to take them in.
That's weird.
The city has a shelter 4 miles from here. We work with city all the time. When their shelter was totally full, they started bringing people over here.
Yes.
Why do you have to wait?
Yeah, I want to go to your place.
To be full.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the fancy-ass fucking megachurch with the Starbucks? Or do you want to hang out at this shitty city fucking shelter? Fuck no. I want to go see Joel Osteen. I want to hang out with Joel.
We were fearing it would flood, he said. The last thing we would do is put people in it right at the beginning. But yeah, you know, we probably would be, you know, do some things differently, obviously.
I love this narrative. The narrative that it's more dangerous inside that posh fucking mega church than it is outside in the rain, in the flood, in the storm. It's more dangerous in there. Who knows what could happen?
It was a big flood, affected all the people that run this facility as well. But you know what? We've been here 16 years helping people.
Fuck you.
And we'll be here long after this dies down, helping these people as well.
Yeah, we know. We fucking know you're going to be there.
Did you see...
God, what a pile of garbage.
No, I got to find this, but...
it might be dangerous inside my nice, warm, air-conditioned fucking church. It might be dangerous.
I got to find this story.
Do you know what happened?
I think it's Coach Dave.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him. Pass the salt, dickhead. Fuck you, Coach.
Coach Dave was putting together...
Boo.
Oh, boy.
Please say there's a story about Coach Dave sucking a big, thick cock at some truck
stop.
Well,
I'm sure there is. There's not
Dakota.
One out in the public, but
damn it.
I'm sure that narrative every Thursday night.
If anybody sucked Coach Dave's dick, please.
Ohio.
Oh, yes. Contact us at Crab Diving.
Yeah, or don't.
Email pat@crabdiving.
No pictures.
Yeah, we want pictures.
No pictures.
No pictures.
Coach Dave was putting together, I can't find that specific one. God, he's saying a lot of heinous shit about this.
The storm and the victims.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Ugh. The wonderful, loving Christians are stepping up to the plate and blaming homos and baby killers.
Hey, Joel, let me just put one bit of trivia out there. You know when it floods, all the snakes that live in these holes and warrens? No, rabbits live in warrens. Snakes live in dens. And what happens, the water comes out and flushes these fucking serpents out of their little holes and crags, and they're slithering all about.
Well, what about the
all over the fucking place?
What about dumps? Toxic waste dumps and shit like that? All that shit is now leaching into the water. And
fuck it.
There was another story I read that... I think it was a little tinfoil hat-ish. It was MSNBC was talking to a Al Jazeera correspondent down in the hurricane zone.
Right. Why does Al Jazeera send somebody down there?
Well, because they're journalists. And Al Jazeera, the Al Jazeera guy said, launched at the oil industry and said, you know, a lot of this unpreparedness and shit we can lay right at the feet of the oil industry and their lies about climate change starting back in the 70s.
Oh, my God. I never thought of it that way. Fuck yes.
And
that's a good fucking point, dude.
Mysteriously, he got cut off.
Oh, okay.
But he was talking to Velshi, Ali Velshi. I just can't imagine that it was something nefarious. I mean, he's out in a hurricane. So, I don't think that, you know, part is that crazy.
Right.
But the part that he said about, he said also that they've been caught in the past using disasters like this to get rid of some of their toxic waste.
What do you mean?
Sneakily. Like,
what do you mean? Like,
let's just dump accidentally it open those barrels and say they rusted through or something. This is perfect.
You know, if there's any aliens tooling about out there in the universe with a big fucking blaster ray, just come fucking vaporize us. That sucks. That fucking sucks. But my point, listen, I just want to say this about these snakes. What Joel's saying is stupid. You could escape the snakes and all the shit from the flood, the pollution you're talking about. You can go into his church. What, his argument that his church is less safe than out in the floodwaters?
Well, and it hadn't flooded. He was like, well, it might flood.
No, it didn't flood around his church, right?
I don't think it did. I think, or maybe like his parking garage underground flooded or something like that. But there was nothing inside the actual structure of the church.
Do we have confirmation from Joel that the espresso bar is safe at his mega church?
I'm sure
it's above the water. Right.
With all the cash in it.
The money is safe.
Oh, yeah.
That's for fucking sure. We know the money's fucking safe. Yeah. Why don't you go give out some cash, dickhead?
How about your 10,000 square foot house?
Yeah.
He's got a $16 million house in Texas.
Well.
In Texas.
Listen, the truth is, that house, people will use that house for shelter. When the apocalypse, when the revolution happens, and it will be televised, people will be in his house. They will.
I'm a pioneer.
Joel. Yeah, people are going to come for Joel Osteen's shit. I guarantee you.
We've got where was I here?
Yeah, we were talking about
I got distracted by all these right-wing nutjobs over at Right Wing Watch.
We were talking about Schittler earlier and how he's weird.
Well, and Coach Dave.
Oh, God, that fucking piece of garbage.
Coach Dave... among other things that he said, but he's trying to put together a relief fund to teach people that they should depend on God, not on the government.
Teach people. Hold on a second. You're going to teach me to pray and then eat my prayers rather than getting an EBT card? Or like, what if a bridge is falling over and the government's supposed to fucking fix it?
I believe we just... talked about how Joel Osteen didn't so much come through.
Yeah.
And the government did.
Yeah.
And is, sort of. Did you see Trump? Oh, I got to find the clip of Trump.
How does God police all his fucking shepherds and shit like that? I mean, does God look at this fucking...
Wait, are we hypothetical-izing
God
exists?
No, for some people around here, no. But I want to know, does God give Joel Osteen a call or contact him and say, hey... the way you responded to this disaster was shit. Right. Do you want me to give you cancer?
No,
somebody you love cancer?
No, God says you need another SUV.
Right. You need another Escalade, baby.
You need a house in the Hamptons away from all this flooding.
I bet he's got a really nice like little boat or a raft that little fucknut can tool around in the floodwaters.
Google Joel Osteen's house. You can see pictures of it.
Oh, really? It's nice.
Giant compound.
Does he have a pool?
It's like a palace. Oh, yeah. Coach Dave not only said that, but, well, here you go. Here's the mellifluous tones.
Mellifluous!
Of Coach Dave.
Ooh.
typical Christianist.
Fuck you.
And exactly
boy.
What we all expected from
my dick.
The bottom feeders over on that side, the Dominionist Christo fucks.
And some of them could be tops.
Here is Coach Dave talking about the hurricane. God.
I don't know for sure, but Houston, we got a problem here. And could some of the problems be a result of the judgment of God coming your way because of the slaughter of unborn children?
There it is.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Because we all know Texas is just a drive-through abortion capital of the world.
Woo-hoo!
Roll down your window, spread your thighs.
Right.
Give me your credit card.
Can we take 1 second just to acknowledge that? Listen, Coach Dickhead Dave, Houston, we have a problem. He just couldn't ignore God.
Hack.
I want to know a roundup. Kate, give me a roundup of every website, every publication that employs the bullshit, what do you call it, a phrase, expression, colloquialism?
Sure.
Houston, we have a problem. Please, stop. For love of shit, stop it.
Killing your babies.
Oh, yeah.
But again, why does your God go after one of the most virulent anti-choice states?
Right. Because fuck you. Guy can do whatever the fuck he wants, dude. I'm God, baby.
Yeah, why isn't this hurricane teabagging San Francisco or New York City?
Why? What about that shit?
Born children. He had a lesbian mayor who wanted to look at the prayers of pastors in their churches. What? It's a debaucherous. People tell me that Houston, Texas is one of the darkest cities in America.
Interesting.
Gee, it's a darkest city.
Interesting, because
a lesbian.
Because Houston also has a significant African American population.
Right. Oh, okay. Darkest.
And Hispanic population.
God, he is so fucking dumb.
Cities in America. Isn't amazing? Katrina slammed New Orleans. We know about voodoo and the darkness in New Orleans.
Okay.
He might as well be saying, look at all the Negroes there.
Can I ask you something? Because now, if voodoo doesn't exist, but Christianity does and God and all that crap exists.
Why is God threatened by voodoo?
That's my point. How does he even know it exists? How does he even know there's a big voodoo? Is there a big voodoo population? I don't even know if that's the right way to say it. People that practice voodoo? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, you know, enough.
It's so stupid. Come
on.
Well,
it is. It's
all
very
silly. There's no Jesus. There's no voodoo.
Darkness in New Orleans. That moved right down the coast to Houston, Texas, which isn't far away. 5 hours right down along the Gulf of Mexico. Boom, here it comes. Now it's underwater.
Wow. Water has nothing to do with a giant body of warm water that science tells us is a big old factory for these kind of storms.
It's voodoo.
No,
it's abortion.
It's the Lord.
It's dick sucking. It's dick on dick action.
Water is a sign of judgment and cleansing. And
what horrible people
judgment
these
and
are.
Cleansing.
I mean, and he probably waited. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he waited for his...
fucking literally.
He waited a day before he came out with this shit, but, you know, he had this teed up.
He's at a Google Hangout, right?
There's nothing
special.
His,
so
his
it's
show.
Just, it's just with his fucking iPhone.
No, he's got... well, I don't know what he's shooting with. He's got a green screen behind
him.
To make it look like he's in a stadium.
God, does he have, like, a... does he have, like, a crack team of
a
AV
big empty
fuckers?
Stadium.
Huh?
Big empty stadium.
Oh, okay. That's his background?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the...
Just fitting.
Why?
Because he's Coach Dave, man.
Oh, okay. I forget.
Water is a sign of judgment and cleansing. And at this time, is now not the time for the voice of the church to rise up and declare, let's stop killing the babies. Now, I'm taking you on a different angle, and I don't want this to appear to be judgmental, but it can't...
I don't know.
I don't want this to appear to be judgmental.
Hey, Dave, I do want to appear judgmental. You are dumb as fucking garbage.
Well, but what heinousness is going to come out of his mouth? Because if the past minute and half
right?
that we listened to wasn't judgmental, what is he about to spew forth?
Oh, my gosh. Yum.
Oh, but it can't. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do.
Oh, that's it.
Good Lord.
I guess he was prefacing.
I don't know what else to do.
Poor Coach Dave.
What a nutball. What an absolute nutball.
And that's how these American evangelicals, these evil pond scum,
yes,
are reacting.
Well, what about, yeah, right. I mean, what if, by this reasoning, if they had passed like a dick checking bill or something, would the hurricane? Which,
amazingly, they hadn't.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have missed them.
It would have missed them. Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to understand this way of thinking. It's so stupid. It's hard. It's really insane. How unchristian? How unchristian to look at a bunch of people being, I don't know, pounded with fucking rain, and then to suggest, well, you know, it's not the climate. It's not the storm. It's your morals. You're so immoral, you're getting drowned, and, you know, you deserve it.
Well, let's do this one, too. We haven't read the Drudge Report yet, but I'm sure it's probably about the hurricane. Because God knows Drudge Report isn't going to talk about Russia.
Fuck you, boy!
But,
Oh, yeah. That Russia thing's still going on, or right?
Oh, yeah. More. Biglier.
De-de-de-de.
I have a... And North Korea.
Ooh, yes. I forgot about those guys.
I have a tinfoil hat theory on that one, too.
What up? Okay. I was going to say, what up with North Korea, baby?
Here's Rick Wiles.
Oh, wow.
You may have heard of him before.
Now, it's been a bit.
On his True News broadcast.
It's been a minute since we've heard from this cock knocker.
End Times radio host Rick Wiles.
Ugh.
Here we go. He might as well be engaged in full out 69 with Coach Dave, yes, right now, because he's saying about the same shit.
Houston, this is a proud city that in recent years has boasted of its allegiance, its dedication, its devotion to the homosexual lesbian agenda.
They put that on the signs when you're coming in to Houston. Oh, dedicated to the homosexual lesbian agenda. Welcome to Houston.
The homosexual lesbian agenda. When these guys say the word homosexual and lesbian, it sounds, they really do make
wistful.
It. Yeah, it, homosexual.
Yeah, homosexual. Ooh.
They really fucking, they really, I don't know what it is. It's a very rich sound.
They elected an openly lesbian mayor.
Gasp.
She's no longer there, but the present mayor is a pro-homosexual mayor and continuing her agenda.
Pro-homosexual.
Mayor. Can he say mayor? Dave. No. This is Rick.
Rick Wiles.
Rick, you're a professional fucking broadcaster. The word is mayor.
Well, maybe
mayor
he's from the South.
A fucking horse, you dickhead. No. I don't care where you're from. I'm from the South. I say mayor.
Yeah, but you were a theater major.
Doesn't matter. That's how you fuck. He's a broadcaster, dude. I'm not talking about a dickhead that walks down the street and say whatever the fuck you want. He's broadcaster.
He's got to speak the language of his morons.
Rick, you're a fucking podcaster like us. Don't make us look bad, you fuckface. Mayor!
The epitome.
Right.
Perfect diction and great grammar.
Homosexual lesbian mayor.
Rick Wiles.
Fuckstick.
Is the host of the True News radio program.
What a joke. True News. Jesus. Suck my dick.
Frequent guest of Jim Baker.
Boo! All right.
From the Jim Baker Show.
Those two guys team up together, and what do they do?
Yay.
They wife swap.
Yay.
Is Rick married?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think they switch off wives? He gets some time with Lori and the barrel or wherever.
Or he hops in with a...
Oh, yes.
They roll around some powdered cordon bleu.
Sexual. How do you do that? I don't understand. Like, here's what I don't understand. I got a big bucket of dehydrated cordon bleu powder. You're telling me I put water in there and stir it up?
I don't think cordon bleu is one of the choices.
It looks like a chicken patty breaded?
Let's say mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
That lasts, 30 years is the latest?
It's a miracle. It really is a fucking miracle.
Rick Wiles.
It was Houston that passed that controversial city measure. It was Houston that ordered Bible-believing, God-fearing pastors to surrender their sermons.
This one drives him nuts.
Bible-believing, God-fearing pastors.
I mean, she had a point when they were trying to do that. Because
who is she?
The mayor. It happened on her watch, that scissoring mayor of theirs.
Yes, the homosexual, pro-lesbianic mayor.
Lesbianic.
Lesbian.
The current one is pro-homosexual. Oh, okay. The previous one...
Not.
Was homosexual.
Oh, okay.
And pro-homosexual.
Maybe we should
Unlike many of these right-wingers.
Do you think sometimes that all of our elected officials, just to even shit out, everybody you elect has to be gay or LGBT or something like that? I'm down.
But she... It was before the election, and they were getting pissed off at how some of these Christianists were sticking their dick, the dick of their Lord, of their bullshit, their dogma, into our elections, and they're not supposed to. And so they said, "Hey, maybe you should run some of your sermons by us. I want some printed out versions of the sermons you've been preaching,
right?
To see if they're out there saying." Don't vote for that Negro in the office if you want Jesus to come back.
I wonder what they find.
And they lost their minds, and they lost in court on that
right.
one. But the now here we are several years later, and that's all they're squealing about still. Houston was the city where they tried to good Bible fearing pastors had to give up their sermons to the evil lesbian.
What it sounds
pussy juice is dripping off of her face as she's commanding them.
Is that true? Is it squirting?
Oh, sure.
Don't sit in the first five rows of this mass. You might get wet. You can bring some plastic. But they're just enforcing.
Like a Gallagher.
They're concept. Just trying to make these church peoples adhere to the rules, right? You're not supposed to, you get these tax breaks, right? So now you can't say, go vote for Obama or go vote for
Right,
the
you're
fuck.
Not paying any taxes. Shut the fuck up.
Yes. That they just want people to adhere
Help
to the
fucking
rules.
Help the poor. Open your fucking church to victims of disasters, you assholes.
Imagine.
But no, we're not going to make that much money unless we say we hate gay people and hate all the Muslims.
These snakes and reptiles are the biggest bad guys in the fucking Bible, right? The snake, Eve, the whole thing. These fucking animals are slithering around, and people are walking around these waters unprotected. A goddamn reptile zoo flooded in fucking Texas. And what do you think happened to all those fucking alligators? They just disappear? Fuck no, baby. It's time to fucking eat, bitches. Now they get to chew on Texans. Joel, open your fucking doors to your fucking church and say,
of the impression that most people who need to tell me
just so we understand, when these floodwaters, they're insects. Man, I remember when my mom's neighborhood flooded a few years ago, there were spiders floating on top of the fucking water.
Remember we did that story of I think it was Australia, of course, but
there was
like a huge flood and a guy got on top of his car,
yes,
and then noticed that his car was being swarmed by spiders and insects. All the spiders and bugs and insects were trying to get. It was like a horror movie.
I don't know how you do. How do you take your own life at that moment? Because like I
lay down, let the spiders eat the fuck out of
God,
you.
God, I am not. Then what are you supposed to do? Go in the water with the alligators and the brown snakes?
Sure.
You know what a brown snake is?
It's a poisonous, circle of life, man.
It's a poisonous fucking viper that lives in Australia, and they're all over the fucking place.
Why's it got to be brown?
I don't know. Ask the fucking snake.
What does it matter? I don't see race.
Well, you would. A brown snake will fuck you up. You will see that color. You know what I mean? You would know that snake.
Yes.
To the city attorney so that the city attorney could read the sermons to see if the pastors had used their pulpits to stir protest and opposition to the LGBT agenda. Yeah. And so I, you know, over the weekend, I was just thinking about these things and how Houston has been in the forefront. I would say, Doc, probably Houston, I don't know the ranking, you know, San Francisco, Miami, Houston.
What is he talking? Is he talking about the libtard level?
No, he's talking about the gay power.
Oh.
San Francisco, number one. What's the second gayest city? Name it.
It's got to be New York.
Go with New York.
That's where Broadway is.
Number three, L.A., baby, all the way. Oh, yeah. Number four, Miami.
Oh.
Number five,
that's
I'm
a tough
go-
one. Miami versus L.A. even.
Or Chicago.
Chicago.
Thriving gay community.
Boystown.
I'm gonna rank Chicago just below Miami, followed by Atlanta. But what about Boston?
Atlanta has a big gay community.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas, New York City, the top tier most gay friendly cities in America, but Houston is definitely there in the top five. I don't know where they rank, but they're in the top five.
Rick Wiles is seriously trying to rank the most homosexual cities.
Based on it's just nothing. Oh, yeah, they're in the top five. Totally.
Pro-gay. It's just not even amount of gay people, just the most pro-gay.
Well, we forgot San Diego. That's so gay. San Diego's gay as fuck,
really?
Dude. I think. I don't know. What else?
Down there in the OC?
That's right. Oh, yes. San Diego's gay. Gay as fuck.
How's it working out for him right now?
Fuck you.
I'm looking at all this, and I'm saying, here's a city that has boasted of its...
How's all that jizz drinking and butt fucking and scissoring going for you?
Oh, God. It's all so fucking hopeless. No one's allowed to say, hey, maybe it's climate change is doing this. Maybe it's global warming. No, no, no. It's all the dicks going in people's mouths.
Yeah.
And assholes and things like that.
Yeah,
he's saying that.
Vaginas rubbing up against each other.
It's the scissoring that's causing the sea levels to rise and the fucking flooding and all the warm water. God.
LGBT devotion. It's affinity for the sexual perversion movement in America. They're underwater.
God, you dickhead.
The affinity for the sexual perversion movement.
Yes.
I'm all for the sexual perversion movement if it's consenting adults.
But what if it makes floods
pork away?
Happen?
What
if it produces floods?
Well, not my
what
problem.
If?
Are you talking about the amount of juices involved, or
are you talking about?
Well, lay down some plastic like Trump did.
Listen.
That fucking Moscow hotel room.
George Soros, right now I need you to get in touch. Get in touch. Get in touch with our top gays and lesbians, and you need to send a faction of them down to Rick Wiles' yard and have them start blowing and sucking and humping and licking.
SEAL Team 69.
Yes, penetration all the way. I want you to bring floodwaters to his fucking house. That's how it... Listen, I'm going by his rationale.
Tony Perkins, remember a few months ago in wherever the fuck he lives in
his
Mississippi or...
Fucking
or,
house flooded.
Right. And we were all... laughing hysterically at the karma, even though we don't believe in that shit.
No, he's obviously taking it in the ass.
You think he's a toe tapper?
Well, how else do you explain the fucking flood? I'm using their logic. He's saying if your house flooded, you're gay, and that's why. It's like, God damn. Yes, homophobic. Yes, but so stupid, man.
I gotta
so
get off this website. I gotta save shit for...
dumb.
I got to save shit for Faithless Friday.
Let's pretend between now and then we're not going to have any Faithless Friday stories.
I'm reading some
Christian
some
wacky
headlines.
Country.
Good God, these people are just heinous creatures. Really, really awful.
What are they? Are they? Are they more heinous or are they stupid? Which is it? Which is it? Which is their greater sin? Ignorance or hate?
Matt Staver.
Oh, God.
Head of the Liberty Council, the anti-LGBTQ legal group. These are the assholes that ran in to protect wonderful Kim Davis when she was flinging herself in front of the printing machine.
Right.
And saying, no, I ain't signing no gay marriage because Jesus.
Yeah. I just want to say something real quick. Check out all the other programming on crab diving, but in particular... Go find, I don't know how you find it, find the Hollywood Hicks coverage of Kim Davis. That was classic.
It's at the blog, yeah.
How do you do that? You just search on Hollywood Hick, Kim Davis?
Yeah,
those
probably
two
go
terms.
To our site and search for, like, Hick, Kim Davis. There you go.
The fucking hilarious coverage by the Hick. On the sevens and at midnight.
Here is Matt Staver.
Fuck you!
I don't know. I haven't listened to this whole clip. I don't. Hopefully, the meaty part's right at the beginning.
Everyone needs to just take a deep breath, step back. Let's pray for healing in this country, but let's have civil discourse and let's not label to the point of hate groups like this SPLC is doing. People with whom you just—he's
butthurt about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Labeling groups like his as hate groups because of their heinous anti-LGBT hate and lobbying.
Yes.
But they're like, well, no, that's Christian persecution.
It's not. God, when you make these people play by the rules that everybody else has to play by,
right.
My God, aren't they little fucking assholes?
We want
assholes.
Permission to persecute other people. And how dare you persecute us and not let us persecute the gays?
Do I even need to say that's not very fucking Christian?
I simply disagree. They know. They know that these organizations like FRC, Liberty Council, AFA, ADF, they know that they are not violent organizations. They know.
Hate group doesn't mean necessarily violent, you fucking jizz drizzle.
But you're not that far away from it. You are a fucking hate group. This guy's feeling like, oh, these guys aren't violent. Well, what do you think you do to assholes? You embolden them. They cause violence.
Well, and Kim Davis caused harm.
Yes.
Nonviolent harm to people.
Right.
There's a new asshole in California. Bakersfield, I want to say.
Oh, it's beautiful
Who is like, no cakes for you, lesbians.
They don't get cakes?
I'm not making a cake for your wedding.
Oh, my God. You know what?
And now she's all butthurt about the reaction she's getting. I'm very upset by the hatred that I'm getting because of my sincerely held deeply.
It's fucked up. I'm friends with lots of lesbians. And they should all have cakes, just like it. Why can't they have cakes? Why can't my lesbian friends have fucking cakes, dickheads?
Well, and how many times has she baked a cake for somebody's second marriage?
Every time.
How many times has she baked a cake for somebody that might have cheated on somebody else? How many times has she baked a cake for assholes who cheat on their taxes and screw poor people? But that's all okay. A couple of lesbians scissor.
She can't do it.
And oh my God, I can't do that.
Know that they're Christian organizations, and they know that they oppose any kind of hatred or violence. They just don't agree with us on the issue of marriage. Now, look, from millennia of human history...
We don't care about your religious marriage, you cum drizzle.
Right.
We don't care.
No one's coming for you.
It's a civil process.
Fucking marriage.
It's a civil process.
You've got two people that have been together a long fucking time, or maybe not a long fucking time. Gay couples and lesbian couples should be able to do whatever the fuck straight couples can do.
It's a contract. That's all we're talking about.
Right.
We're not even talking about love and exchange of fluids. We're talking about the civil process and all of the legal doohickeys that get attached when you sign your name to the bottom of a marriage license. Instantly, all, what is it, like 1,100 benefits are bestowed upon thee as a couple?
Yes.
Registered that you don't have to, so you don't have to automatically go and fill out a will that leaves everything to your new partner.
Yes.
It's assumed. You don't have to go and file for, you can go jointly file your taxes. You don't have to file for permission for that because you're married and shit like that. There are dozens and dozens, hundreds.
What if somebody
of
gets
benefits
sick?
That are, right. You can, immediately. As next, you're immediately bestowed next of kin.
What
some
somebody,
asshole
right.
mother can't kick you out.
I mean, really, what if somebody gets in a car accident, some fucking horrible thing,
right.
You're in a coma? You don't have any say over your
Which
partner's
my
bullshit.
Grandmother did to my uncle, my uncle's partner. She forbade him from seeing my uncle as he was dying.
Oh, my fucking God.
Kicked him out of the funeral.
That's so fucked up.
It was horrible.
Good Lord.
She was kind of a... unpleasant woman.
She sounds lovely. Bridge troll.
But
can't we be progressive?
But
can we evolve?
It has nothing to do with your fucking Jesus. I don't give a rat's balls about your book of myths.
Yeah.
It's a civil process. If you want to go off and have your magic spells cast over some unions of people, rock on, boo-boo. I don't give a shit.
Go get married in the fucking Shire for all we give a fuck.
But we're not going to follow your bullshit.
No.
Fuck you and your religious dogma.
You don't get special treatment because you believe in fucking Sky God.
Marriage.
I am more convinced, like, if somebody ran for president and said, hey, America, I don't know what we're doing, but we do know what they're doing in Sweden kicks ass. I'm going to run for president, and I'm hiring a consultant from Sweden. He's going to walk around with a fucking clipboard telling us what to fucking do so we can be as happy as those motherfucking Scandos. Don't you want to be as happy as those Scandos?
I think we talked about this. I read that article about the grand poobah of the prison system in Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, dude.
And she went to one of the Scando countries.
It was Finnish.
And she said she wept.
Yeah.
Like she and her assistant or her second in command, whatever, they both went. And after the touring, they wept at
right.
how poorly we are handling the prison system here in the United States of America. And a lot of that can be laid at the feet of these assholes,
yes.
of the Christians,
right.
who are all hard yes. for any kind of punishment they can bestow on anyone and anything.
I mean, why wouldn't we be the nation of carrot rather than stick?
Even
why wouldn't you want to do that?
And what's the first thing they go after when they're talking to an atheist? Well, you're going to burn in hell. They're gleeful at the prospect of you
right.
roasting and suffering for eternity. Let's think about that. They dance around hoping and wanting to roast marshmallows off of your burning flesh.
It's delusional.
These are loving Christians.
It's delusional and fucked up.
Right.
It's fucked up to fantasize about somebody's demise just because it's going to validate the bullshit you subscribe to your whole fucking life.
And, I mean, fortunately, I haven't spawned any children because I can't imagine the rage I would be filled with if some Christianist was trying to poison the mind of my child.
Oh my God.
And tell them that they're bad.
Right.
That they're inherently evil. You are inherently evil and of sin, and you have to repent and send money to the church every fucking month to make sure you get into eternal happiness and blowjobs and
what?
Fluffy bunnies.
Wait, how much for the eternal blowjobs? Oh my God. Why do we suffer these stupid dickheads?
It's just God. Infuriating.
Quit
it's
giving
so
people like Rick Wiles your fucking money and Joel Dickhead Olstein your fucking money. They're shysters.
And I feel bad for the normal Christians out there. I mean, I think you're crazy and deluded also,
yes.
and your beliefs are a little silly. But there are a number of Christians and a growing number of Christians, fortunately.
Yes.
That are starting to look at the Joel Olsteins and the
right.
Matt Stavers and the Rick Wiles's and Brian Fisher's. And that's why they're all squealing like the little fat piggy piggies that they are. I apologize to pigs. They're wonderful noble animals.
They're very smart.
But these guys are squealing
right.
because now all of a sudden the SPLC has identified them as a hate group
no.
like they are. And other people are saying, fuck you and your bullshit.
Right.
Asshole Baker says no cupcakes for you lesbians, and righteous indignation falls upon them.
Oh.
Good. Good.
I
close your
fucking
hate
nuts.
Business.
And the idea that you wouldn't open your fucking church during this fucking flood, you can see why Joel Olstein is trying to get around the narrative on this to make it seem like he did the right thing. Because
right.
this is a moment where, like, if you look at it, it's a defining moment. You could have opened your doors and helped Texas in there, you know, during the worst natural disaster to ever hit, I guess, that state or whatever. Was it the worst? It's up there. It sucks.
Know, yeah.
This is your moment. This is the moment when the church is supposed to step in and do the right thing. And this guy didn't do it. And that's who the fuck he is.
Until now and all over the world, the issue of male and female has been something that has transcended time and geography and political infrastructures. It is what it is.
Oh,
marriage is what it has been throughout our history. And certainly, biblically, we know what marriage is.
It hasn't.
It is what it is.
Other cultures have had polygamy. Other cultures
right.
have had different family units. It's not
unit.
It's not history ordained by the Lord.
Can I ask a question just real quick? Are we listening to Dick Head Coach Dave or is this
Matt Staver?
Oh, this is Matt Stavers.
To continue to share that view that supported...
This guy's the lawyer. He's the head of the Liberty Council
ah!
that runs around and protects these assholes. He probably slithered into California
yes.
to talk to this poor beleaguered baker, which, by the way, they've lost almost every single one that they've had. These horrible... Matt Staver
yeah.
ain't got a great... track record.
So how does he justify keeping on?
Because he gets a lot of dumb Christians to donate money to
oh
him.
Oh my God, stop it!
And then he swoops in and provides free legal services for these poor persecuted Christians.
We've stumbled on how to fix society. It's his guaranteed minimum salary. And you know what? And here's the caveat. You aren't allowed to donate your guaranteed minimum salary to any of these dickhead fuckface Christian organizations. You're not allowed
or to. Tax them.
Yeah.
Let's start taxing them like a regular business.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a juice bar and an espresso bar and all kinds of shit in their mega church. They probably got foosball. Somewhere there's a bowling alley. You know there's a fucking pool. This is a resort. It's not a house of God.
God, Hurricane Irma forming off the Atlantic, possibly.
Oh, the Atlantic.
So
great.
You know, pull your dicks out of each other's asses over there in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit sucking everybody off. We can't take another storm in this country. If you're going to go have gay sex, do us all a favor. Get in a plane and go fuck somewhere in Europe. Cause a hurricane over there.
Okay. I can't listen to Matt Staver anymore, but
it's so stupid.
He does go on to say, you just got to hear this. I'm sorry.
By the Bible and supported by the natural created order is no reason to lump somebody in a hate group. Look, we have.
It is if you're pushing your shit on everyone else. Keep your beliefs, right, Matt. We don't care in your little horrible Christian group. If you guys want to make sure that no two guys can get married, we don't give a rat's ass. But as in our civil society, you don't get to tell us what to do because of your myth. Fuck you. This ain't Iran.
Yes, it's not. And at the Southern Poverty Law Center, seems like that if they want to label you a hate group, I'm sure they have reasons.
Right.
It's not out of a fucking void, you dickhead. He's like, there's no reason we should be labeled a hate group.
You're trying to take rights away from people. So you're a fucking hate group.
Yeah. You're being exclusionary.
Friends in all different kinds of different lifestyles and behaviors and different colors of their skin and so forth. We don't hate anybody. We have our biblical values that we adhere to, but
which again, okay, adhere to whatever you
right.
want. Don't make anybody else adhere to it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Keep it out of the fucking government.
You're out there screaming, those two gay people cannot get married. No, because we that's so. Because Bullshitticus 69 says man should not stick his dick in another man's butthole.
Why don't you just accept that you're a hate group? I don't understand that why you reject
Jesus
that.
Jesus is love, bro.
Yeah, but it seems like this would be a badge of honor for these dickheads.
They're deluded, self-deluded.
We do that without any hatred at all. We hate no one. I mean, it would be completely contrary.
We hate you. I'm owning up to it. We're a hate group. We hate Dominionists and Christianists and people that try to take away rights from other people.
But if it were true that these hurricanes are caused by people doing gay things, if that were a scientific fact, then you would hate gay people because when they give blowjobs, it causes low pressure systems to form and hurricanes and shit like that. I mean, if he really believes what he's saying, I mean, we're dealing with just mental illness.
Well,
that's
and if God's all pissed off about the scissoring and the butt sex,
yes,
how about some pillars of salt? How about some smitage?
Why can't
clear that shit out if it's real?
Yeah, and also, too, if God does have a problem with the butt fucking and things of that nature, why does he have to talk to us through, like, storms and natural disasters?
Yeah, how about interrupting CNN?
Yeah, what up with that? God answers all prayers through, like, earthquakes and shit? Is that what I'm learning? That's stupid.
Yeah.
Can he just talk to us?
Well, you know, and then they start saying free will, and then say, but don't you believe in an all-knowing, all-powerful, omniscient God who knows what's going to happen, which means everything's preordained, so how do you have free will?
Yeah.
And if God knows what's going to happen, you don't have free will.
And if it's preordained, then why do you have cancer? Why do you have baby AIDS? Why do you have all this other shit?
I would shut the Liberty Council down in a heartbeat if it really was a hate organization. If we really harbored hate in our hearts, because it would be contrary to the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we serve, mm-hmm. it'd be contrary to his life and his teaching.
Yeah. And you know, Matt, and I saw an article at lifenews.com that's saying if we really want to stop white supremacy, we should start with the 266 black babies that are killed every day by Planned Parenthood.
Oh, brother.
The 266 black babies that are killed every day by Planned Parenthood. Did he say black babies?
That's how you stop white supremacy.
I don't understand that. I don't. Can we? Okay, hold on a second.
Is white supremacy God's punishment for killing black babies? Is that where he's going?
Oh, I get it. So black people have abortions, and because of that, God created the Klan to punish them.
Or is he talking about?
Oh my God!
Is he talking about the actual numbers? Like, if they wouldn't kill 200 black babies a year, there'd be more of them than us,
and we could, and the black people could stamp out the Klan. Is that it?
The reason so much of this butthurt is happening is because there's growing numbers of them
versus us.
The brownification of the United States—they're losing their little white minds.
God. I that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Well, talk about white supremacy. That's exactly what Margaret Sanger was all about.
Who is this?
The Margaret Sanger who created Planned Parenthood. This is the bullshit trope again that she was all about killing the black babies and eugenics. It. And it's just not. They take one quote out of context.
Yes.
And as a quote, like she was saying, we don't want people to think that Planned Parenthood is about getting rid of black babies.
Oh, okay.
I'm paraphrasing. And they say her quote is, Planned Parenthood is about killing black babies.
God. Wait, so Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
Is that? Oh, that's cool. So the Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola is named after her?
I don't think so.
That's awesome.
I would think not.
Shit, I'll go buy tickets now.
She wanted to ultimately create a super race. She was a social Darwinianist. And she wanted to eliminate certain populations, including the black population.
Lies. Lies.
She created Planned Parenthood to get rid of black people?
Yeah. Citations, please. And in fact, one of the reasons they say she's a racist and a eugenicist because she wanted Planned Parenthoods to be in all the black neighborhoods.
Okay.
She wanted clinics to be accessible to everyone, including the poor.
Right.
What does that mean?
That means she's evil.
That means there might be a clinic in a black neighborhood or two.
What the fuck? This person is literally bringing healthcare to poor people, and this person, people are calling her a eugenicist?
Yeah.
God damn. Jesus, that is rich. I mean, that's insane.
We'll play him. I'm going to find that quote that they take out of context. But here's,
Planned Parenthood.
This isn't even the crazy part yet. Wait.
What?
And that's why she put her then contraception, later abortion clinics into these minority neighborhoods to stop the reproduction of these minority communities, particularly the African-American community.
How far is this going to go? Is a better question, how far are we going to let this go as a nation collectively?
Well, you know, I think that's a really good question. I think that's a question that everyone listening here needs to answer. How far are you going to let this go? I mean,
what does that mean?
I don't know. That's
these Christianists, there's another story. They finally, some of the lamestream media has discovered Jim Baker. And, I forget which one it is. I pulled the story, but it's one of the bigger bigger media outlets that is saying, hey, some of these Christians are starting to threaten civil war if Trump is impeached. And we played that clip last week or 2 weeks ago of Jim Baker saying,
oh, yeah,
if they come after him, there's going to be a civil war and you're going to need to buy some freeze dried potatoes.
You know, there's a lot of people in this country that I imagine when they hear that, they get a big boner. And they think, oh, boy, this is going to be fun. I get to break out my big stupid guns.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. God, these people are scumbags. Scumbags, man. I mean, you know, what's crazy is that person just is that Matt Stavers who was talking, who we just listened to, vomited out his stupid fucking theory about why Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood. And the person interviewing him just says, oh, OK, yes. How far is this going to go? I really expected them to say, God, that sounds insane. Please expound upon that. Explain it. Go into some more detail. This great plan. I mean, it's insane.
In actuality, Margaret Sanger was far ahead of her times in terms of opposing racial segregation. She worked closely with black leaders to open birth control clinics in Harlem and elsewhere. And they say, see? See?
She's getting rid of black people.
She's trying to keep the blacks down. She was racist.
She's bringing people health care that are poor. What the fuck? What the fuck? I mean, if you're a person of color, you look at it, your American history, you're like, holy shit, we were brought over here to build this country as slaves.
Here's what she wrote in 1939.
Yes.
We don't want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs. So she was talking about reaching out to the ministry, to black churches.
Yes.
To all churches,
right?
But to say, look, we're not trying. She's saying we don't want word to go out that we want this to happen because it ain't true.
Right.
She's not saying we don't want word to get out.
God,
that damn. What we're really trying to do. So they take that out of context.
They don't even think about like what the person meant. God damn.
Sanger's correspondence shows this sentence advocates for black doctors and ministers to play leadership roles in the, quote, Negro Project,
yes,
to avoid misunderstandings. Lynchings and Jim Crow laws gave blacks good reason to be wary of attempts to limit the number of children they bore. In Harlem, she hired a black doctor and social worker to quell those fears.
Right.
She wanted them to say, look, we're not forcing you to come here and suck your baby out of your vajayjay.
Yeah. We're going into your community.
This is if you need it and want this service.
And that's... My God, that's what she should be.
Right.
That's what people should be doing with churches and things like that.
So these Christianists, these assholes, these liars, use Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood.
And meanwhile, you know, that hurricane took place because of all the fucking abortions, blah, blah, blah.
And they try to say that she was like a big old racist and stuff. And it's just surprisingly not true.
Sounds like a really, you know, nice person that tried to bring healthcare to
the rest of Matt Staver.
Ugh.
I think we've crossed the line, and we can't let this go any further. We've got to push back. It cannot happen like this. You know, if you go back into the 1930s,
what does push back mean, by the way?
And
here's the creepy part.
Oh, yeah.
We're back in the 1930s.
Ultimately happened back then with the Jews. And history, I mean, there's other histories that you could point to. But they began to ultimately ban Jews from public employment, then ban Jews from their private employment, then put a Star of David on their ID and a Star of David on their passport, restrict their travel, restrict their income opportunity. And eventually, you know what happened, history tells us. We had to fight a World War II over.
He's comparing persecuted Christians
to
Jews in Nazi Germany.
It's so funny. I mean, it's oh my God.
Because we will not allow them to shove their crosses in our holes, and we will not allow them to prevent people from enjoying equal civil rights because they don't believe in the same ridiculous religious mythos that they do.
Is this gaslighting?
That is the same as being rounded up and thrown into the ovens.
He's accusing people of doing what he's doing.
Yes.
God, that is so fucking insane. The people really think there's a war on Christians. That's nuts. Jesus, you got a president who entertains Jim Baker every fucking week. His goddamn White House.
Oh, Matt Staver.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, we have President Trump that entertains all these right-wing nut jobs at his White House. It has that fucking prosperity gospel chick. What's her name? Paula What's-Her-Fuck.
White?
Yeah, there's no war on Christianity. The Christians are in the White House. They're in government. They're everywhere. We got to fight to keep people from praying before public meetings.
Yeah, you guys are doing okay.
You are pushing back. You are pushing back. Dang.
Good news?
Okay.
Again,
in typical
2017 America fashion.
Eat my dick.
Good news politically is when either something heinous is thwarted or reversed.
Ooh.
Not a lot of just pure good things happening these days.
Right.
I don't know, increasing the minimum wage or
that would be nice.
How about passing the Equal Rights Amendment once and for all?
About
adding LGBTQ protections nationwide?
Right. There's a lot of things.
Yeah. nationwide climate change.
That would be great.
Initiatives.
Right.
Yeah, none of that. We're trying to keep from being...
we're relying on people like...
punch-fucked by the conservatives.
Yes.
So, good news.
Okay.
San Antonio, Texas.
Fuck you.
A school board there miraculously voted unanimously last night.
Okay.
To change the name of Robert E. Lee High School.
Oh, dang. That's fucking great. That's amazing.
They cited the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, as the impetus for no longer wanting to honor the Confederate general. It was unanimous, like I said,
right,
from the same school board that 2 years ago opted not to change
Boy.
The 59-year-old high school. So that means in the 1960s, 50s, late 50s, early 60s, is when they named this Robert E. Lee.
During the Civil Rights Movement.
Yep.
That's nice. What message was that supposed to fucking send?
I know. Fuck you, Negroes. We're still in charge. Damn. You might be marching to get the vote and shit, but we're naming our high school after a great man.
Like, how do you fucking square that that's heritage? How does somebody make the argument then that that's your heritage?
Right.
It does. It's stupid.
It doesn't. The city commission in Hollywood, Florida,
yes,
today will be deciding whether to rename streets that are named Robert E. Lee, Nathan Bedford Forrest. You may remember him. He's the one who founded the KKK.
That guy has a fucking street named after him.
Yep. Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Holy fucking shit.
Confederate
dude.
General John Bell Hood.
God. Enough of this. This is garbage. Call it Malcolm X Avenue or some bullshit like that. That would be great. Why don't we do that? God.
About 150 people gathered in Hollywood, Florida, which is 20 miles north of Miami.
Yes. I've never been there.
Today, they're calling for commissioners to vote in favor of changing the names.
Right.
One protester said Lee, Forrest, and Hood don't belong in Hollywood.
Right. Just name it after. What about artists? Why can't we name shit after artists or creative people? Why does it always have to be a general or fucking military, you know?
San Antonio, Texas, there's a petition to change the school's name. Oh, this is the one that they did change. There was a petition, got 3,600 signatures, but a counter petition to keep was signed by 6,000. So even though double... the racist fuck cunts in San Antonio wanted to keep the name. They still voted to change it. So that's leadership.
Right. You have to be an adult. And every once in a while, you have to tell the crying, whining little fucking bitch racist Nazi babies that they can't have their fucking way. Because fascism. Because fuck you.
Lee High School alumnus, former teacher Leslie Wilson was bothered. What happened in Charlottesville has absolutely nothing to do with San Antonio.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Good for that school board for being, hardly ahead of the issue. I mean, it was renamed 60 fucking years ago, but...
And how can they say it's history?
It is history. It's racist, horrible shit history.
So the history is that the horrible racists of the 1950s wanted to give a big white middle finger to black people.
Oh, yes.
So they named it Robert E. Lee.
Buggy.
That's the history.
Oh, it's mind-boggling. It's fucking... People can't see through that.
They're racist.
They like
yeah.
It. Yeah, you're right. They dig it.
I'm not racist.
Right.
So that's what's going on there. Good news. There's a little bit of good news.
That's good fucking news.
Like I said, it just means either the abatement of something horrific or the reversal.
You think this time next year, Georgia will have a black female mayor who will be sandblasting the faces of Jefferson and all those other idiots
governor.
Off the size of... Oh, yeah, yeah. The governor off the side of the fucking Stone Mountain?
No.
Okay?
Stone Mountain's going to be a tough one.
They just get a sandblaster, man.
Well, but I
mean... Fucking... What? Just grind that shit down.
If you could move it, that would be one thing. But
can't
I think a giant side of a mountain's a little tough to carve out and... Maybe hang a big black curtain over it.
Fuck that, dude. What are we doing with all those missiles? Just fucking
no.
Burn it off.
That
would send a message that we're against these Confederate dickheads.
Trump watch.
Yes.
He's not going to like it.
Is he still? That's sorry, your Chris Matthews impression.
I'm
that's very
stealing
funny.
From Chris Matthews, who has a segment at the end of his show every day called Trump Watch. And
then he
the penultimate segment, he always says, coming up on Trump Watch, he's not going to like it.
And he doesn't watch that. Do you think Trump watches MSNBC? He can't handle it.
Well, Mika and Joe in the morning, he absolutely does. Because
he doesn't watch Rachel?
I don't think so. I think she's... like, yeah, way too over the top. She never filleted him, like, openly filleted him, like,
oh, yeah,
Mika and,
oh, they blew
and
it.
Joe did in the mornings. And I think now he just feels so betrayed. That's why he's got to listen to them. But of course, he listens to Hannity for,
oh, yes,
a real blowjob with a couple knuckles deep in his butthole.
Oh, yes, geez, got to stretch out before you listen to Hannity. get ready.
The, so much to God, so much Trump bullshit. Let's get to Festivus. Today's twit storm.
Yes, is he upset?
Real Donald Trump.
Is he mad? Man baby. He went to Texas.
Well, he's getting ready for World War III.
Right.
Kim Jong-un lobbed a missile over Japan.
Lobbed.
And
yeah.
Not cool.
Right.
And Trump's response, of course, is on Twitter.
Why not?
9 hours ago, the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer! Exclamation point.
Charades or dancing. Maybe it's something else.
Sign language. Right after that, of course, mop up.
Right.
Had to occur. And Secretary of Defense Mattis was interviewed.
Yes.
And Mattis said the question was, well, is diplomacy done? And Mattis was like, no, diplomacy is never done.
Wait.
Nip, diplomacy is never done.
But diplomacy's talking and your boss just said no more talking.
Well, again, they're going out and...
sometimes it seems
mopping up after their ass fuck of a president.
Oh, man. Sometimes it seems like Schittler just says whatever he heard on The Sopranos that sounded cool to him. Time for talking's over.
Yeah, or on Hannity,
yeah,
or on
it's probably Hannity.
Alex Jones. Well,
hey, he's in Texas. Is Trump not going to go hang with Alex Jones?
During a meeting with his South Korean counterpart, so the Secretary of Defense for South Korea,
yes,
Mattis was asked about what Trump tweeted. Mattis rejected the idea the U.S. was ready to take talks off the table. We're never out of diplomatic solutions, he said. We always look for more. We're never complacent. Even though the president of the United States and the commander in chief tweeted, "Talking's not the answer."
He tweeted. It's like he's just screaming in a corner at the top of his lungs.
So what if, here's my crazy tinfoil hat theory.
Okay.
What if Uncle Nipples
Nine
is secretly bud buds with Kim Jong-un?
Okay.
Because he certainly does not want to see a unified Korea, especially if they would be buds with the U.S.
Right.
Which is why China is not working really hard to depose the regime there.
They don't want a unified Korea.
They don't want, that's right on their border. Right now,
yes,
at least they got somebody that hates the United States on their border. If Korea gets unified and somehow becomes pro-West, that's nuzzled right up against them.
Well, what do they think? Korea would then attack China and take it over? Some bullshit like that?
Well, no, they're evil democratic ways would spread.
Oh, okay.
Well, evil capitalistic ways.
Right.
What if Uncle Nipples?
Yes.
Is like, look, do me a solid and toss a missile over Japan because more information's coming out about Trump Russia.
Oh, man. Jeez. That's a good point. That's not too crazy. You think Kim Jong-un and Putin have a back channel or a channel or a talk?
Yep. I mean, you know, crazier things have happened.
You know,
Kissinger.
Right.
And Nixon.
They back channeled to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right?
And
during the election.
Caused more deaths before than after.
Right.
You know, more deaths occurred after they scuttled those peace talks than occurred before. So they are directly responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans, let alone the Vietnamese.
That's insane.
For political reasons.
God. You think when Trump's talking to Putin, Putin says shit like, listen, you know you're my guy and I'm not. He's like, are you talking to North Korea? Oh, God, no, Donald. I would never do that behind your back.
No, I think it's like, can you call Kim and tell him to do something? Distract these guys.
Yeah. I forget. They're on the same side.
Trump's hoping that he can fire up a war. He really is, to distract from what's going on with the Russians. I have no doubt.
Mueller shit? He's going to put us into World War III because of this bullshit. God, he's got a lot of leverage then. If Trump just said resign, if we just said if you resign, you can walk away, nothing will happen. Just get out. Quit destroying the fucking planet, dickhead.
Then after his ridiculous remarks in Houston, Trump went to Houston and talked about the crowd size.
Oh my God.
I thought this was a joke.
Right.
Friend of the show,
Yes.
Sent a text that was like, hey, did you see what Trump said in Houston?
Oh my God.
About the great crowd. And I was like, haha, that's
the
funny.
Great crowd.
And it's real. It was real.
Does his handlers, do they ever have to remind him? Now remember, all these people are fleeing a flood. They're not here to see you, you fuckhead.
At Mashable, they said Trump was presidential for 15 minutes.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's his morning, though,
they're
talking about. Because to cover his ass for yesterday's complete and utter disconnect and lack of empathy, making it all about him. When he sat down with the governor and he was like, listen, this is in the middle of the floodwaters are rising. And he's like, look, I'm not going to say congratulations yet because we shouldn't. So somebody told him, don't go down there and congratulate on the success that you're having. That's not cool in the middle of the disaster. Maybe wait till later and then say, look at what a great job we did. In the middle of it, when people are still floating.
Yes.
It's not a great idea to say, look at how great I'm doing.
Most people would know to not do that.
But that's exactly what he did.
God.
And then he said to the governor, well, I'm not going to say congratulations because we shouldn't do that yet. We'll do that later.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like he doesn't appreciate the gravity of the situation.
He's
a doesn't
moron.
Appreciate how dangerous the storm was, how big it is, what the peril these people are in. It's like he just doesn't. He's not thinking about that. All he's thinking about is how can I get to the end of the day without being thrown in jail or fucking impeached? Because everybody fucking hates me.
So apparently, I'm trying to find the clip from yesterday, but he did say, you know, thanks everyone. What a great crowd. What a great crowd. What a great turnout.
Yeah, all I have, all my belongings are in this bag right here. My house has been flooded. Does he think people bought tickets to see his fucking ass?
So,
fuck.
Universally, he's been derided for
Kapooed.
his horrible response.
Never give this guy the benefit of the doubt because people thought he would go down there and he would do a good job. He would make people feel better. This is not the case.
This morning, he must have caught the clue and he tweeted, after witnessing firsthand, big, large hands. After witnessing firsthand the horror and devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey, my heart goes out even more so to the great people of Texas.
My heart goes out even more so.
So he did not address the victims.
Right.
He did not address the first responders.
If the
he said, look how great we're doing.
Did you see some of the pictures of this fucking storm and some of the rescues? And did you see all the people walking down the expressway in fucking water, sometimes up to their fucking waist?
So then, what Mashable's talking about here is that it only took him 15 minutes to shit on that by tweeting, after reading the false reporting and even ferocious anger in some dying magazines, it makes me wonder why, all caps, all I want to do is MAGA.
What?
He's butthurt that he's being called out for being an uncaring fuck.
He didn't go to people that are suffering. He didn't show empathy. He didn't show that he cared. That's what you're supposed to do,
right? Well, because he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He cares about how it's going to, what the optics are.
If you have to tell.
He said he was, he said he wanted to pardon Joe Arpaio on the Friday night because he thought it would get good ratings.
But he doesn't have anything nice to say? Or
not that it's the right thing to do.
Right.
Everything is about the optics, how it's going to look for him, and how it's going to make him look like he's MAGA-ing.
Then how do you explain his reaction then? Because if he cares about optics so much, wouldn't his reptilian brain say, hey, I need to look and appear empathetic?
No.
But that would help him. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would help the optics. Oh, my God. Most people.
That's not how he works.
Most people that you would think, if you're a politician, you've done this shit, or even if you're just a goddamn human being, if you look at people that are in need, your brain automatically, you kind of empathize with them because you think, oh, my God, I'm a human. You're a human. You're suffering. I feel bad for you. Right? He doesn't have that.
Correct.
God. Wow. His parents are dead.
Yes.
God, someone should dig them up and shame them for raising such a piece of garbage. Honestly.
Well, I mean, his father, how many times was charged with blatant racism and keeping black people out of his... I mean, he sounds like he was no cuddleberry either.
Hey, Trump!
A little clanny?
Yes.
Well, aren't there arrest records that they found with somebody named Fred Trump?
Pictures. There's pictures of Trump and some other people.
No, those are fake.
They're fake?
Yeah, yeah. But, there are actually arrest records of a KKK rally in the, I don't know, 30s, 40s, where a guy named Fred Trump was arrested, and they're pretty sure it was him.
Jeez.
And he wasn't protesting on the brown side.
Right. He was MAGA-ing. Or MAGA-ing, or whatever you dick fucks call it. Making America white again. Please. You suck.
So today he's in, Schittler is in, Missouri.
Okay.
At an event in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, man.
And.
Fuck you.
He's now, I guess he's done with healthcare. I think he figured out that just ain't going to happen. And,
why is he up in Springfield? Why didn't he stay in Texas? Isn't there shit going on in Texas still?
I have to go where people love me.
Yeah, right.
Not that lesbian city. Matt Staver said it's a big lesbian city.
That's where all the fucking floodwaters came from. All the gay sex.
So now he, again, is being criticized for his disconnect today because he's talking about taxes.
Ugh.
And instead of saying, well, we're going to help the poor, we're going to help the middle class. No. He talks about the, quote, crushing tax burden on companies.
I'm supposed to give a fuck about a corporation right now?
Our self-destructive tax code cost Americans millions and millions of jobs, trillions of dollars, and billions of hours spent on compliance and paperwork. And you have seen what's happening with regulations. They're going fast. We need regulation.
It's just ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
And I would agree on cleaning up the tax code. I don't agree on tax cuts for the wealthy.
Right.
I agree on cleaning up the tax codes and getting rid of loopholes.
Yeah,
because
dude.
People like Mittens Romney, we discovered, paid what, an effective 9% or 10% tax that one year on hundreds of millions of dollars?
Well, why does he pay all his fucking fancy-ass accountants to do?
Right.
Why don't...
There were half of the building at the temp job where we worked in Chicago.
The Evil Empire.
Was dedicated, it's a big accounting firm.
Gaming the system,
was
right?
Was dedicated to lowering, finding ways to shenanigans, to find shenanigans and loopholes to save tax money for big evil corporations.
And I got news for you.
So that their asshole owners and shareholders could put more money in their Cayman accounts.
Right. And some of those fucking guys, those accountants, they're bulldogs, man. They're fucking, right?
And it's not
aggressive.
Oh, we found you $5 million in tax savings. You can raise the salaries of all your workers.
You can put more money in your fucking bank account.
That's exactly how it works.
It's like a video game. You think, do these people want to be buried with their dollars?
Hey, look, now you'll be able to afford health care for every single one of your employees.
Well, fuck that. I'm going to buy an island.
Right. What are you, crazy?
Right.
How am I going to get my boat?
Or if you work for Fox, you're going to be like, oh boy, we have some money left over to pay for all the people that Bill O'Reilly felt up in the fucking green room.
I worked hard for this business that my great-grandfather started.
Oh, yes. God.
That's what drives me crazy.
So, well, that's our president.
Exactly. And the profound moronitude of people that are like, oh, he's such a successful businessman. He's self-made. He started from nothing. Nothing.
Who's that idiot that's
anybody on? Who says Donald Trump started from nothing should be submerged in... Well, never mind.
In water. Hey, who's that idiot that... God damn it. He was on the OC. His name's Spencer...
Pratt?
Spencer Pratt. Yeah, that fucking moron.
I
want to
kill myself because I know that.
You know, that's who Trump is.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know? Like that guy's a dumb, rich, young playboy, you know, whatever.
Worthless.
Worthless piece of fucking
failed
garbage.
Upward his entire life because of the rigged system for twunts like this. And this is what we're pissed about. This is what a lot of Trump supporters are pissed about. But he's got them fleeced to believe that he's the answer to it instead of the poster child of it.
The bad guy from fucking Karate Kid, the leader of Cobra Kai, grew the fuck up, ran for president, and America fucking elected him. It is disgusting.
So now listen to him spinning the tired old trickle-down bullshit.
And on compliance and paperwork, and you have seen what's happening with regulations. They're going fast.
Oh, yeah,
we need
bullshit.
Regulations,
oh, yeah,
but
bullshit.
Many of them are unnecessary, and they are going fast. That is why the foundation of our job creation agenda is to fundamentally reform our tax code for the first time in more than 30 years. I want to work with Congress, Republicans, and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American.
Yeah, we agree.
God.
Tax cuts for the top 1% aren't that.
God, he sucks too, man. Just listen to this uninspired speech. I mean,
to Americans alike,
he's boring.
Well, he's on a prompter.
God, did they pop
so
a
it's horrible
Xanax
Trump.
In his big gullet before he did this speech? This is subdued, boring, shitty Trump.
So the headline for that over at Think Progress is Trump calls for lower taxes on rich people while Houston drowns.
God damn it. I mean, Obama would never have done, nobody would have done this. No president would have done this. They would have said, you know, maybe we don't need to talk about our shitty fucking tax reform while people are drowning. Tax cuts for the rich while people are fucking drowning. What the fuck, dude?
He tweeted this morning, we'll be leaving for Missouri soon for a speech on tax cuts and tax reform.
Boo.
So badly needed.
No, what's needed is fucking food and shelter and aid for these people in Houston, you dickbag.
It really just amazes me how dumb people are that they believe in trickle-down economics. It's beyond unbelievable to me that these people think that if you're not a rich fuck who's going to benefit from it, why you would even remotely buy into that lie?
The dream, the hope, the American dream, all those episodes of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
Champagne wishes, caviar dreams.
I want my caviar dreams. See, people listen to that and they're like, one day if I work hard, I can get an infinity pool, I can have a jet. You know what I mean?
And it's a lie.
It's bullshit.
and the browner you are, the more difficult it is.
If Trump really, if you really believed Trump wanted the best for everyone in America, then he would have talked about universal health care. He would have talked about fucking raising the minimum wage. That would have been day one rather than we're going to deport all the brown people. We're going to ban Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. He would have been about that minimum fucking wage.
And that's what the Democrats need to run on.
Oh, fuck yes.
Not Russia. Not we hate Trump. They need to have the message
right
of economic populism out there. And we're going to turn. We're going to take the Joel Osteens of the planet and the Trumps.
We're going to fuck them up
and make sure we do want tax reform. We want them to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And what was it? GE, how many years in a row? GE paid no taxes.
Gee, fucking E,
no taxes on billions in profits.
They owned...
But they create all the jobs! What about all the jobs?
What about all the profits they get? Because they live in a country with this infrastructure. They live in a place
which is crumbling.
Yeah. I mean...
And they don't want to spend money. They don't want their tax money to go fix the roads.
So what do they want? I mean, what's their end game then? I mean, if their game is like they profit off of low wages and then people with low wages buying their garbage, who's going to buy their fucking garbage?
They don't get it. What was it? Rick Perry even said not that long ago.
Yes.
That if you build the supply, the demand will come.
Right.
Which is... 99.9% of economists out there, except for really rich right-wing dickbag ones,
yes,
know that that ain't how it works.
Well, I mean, didn't Rick Perry, who was the Department of Energy, sitting over there arguing about, you know, gravity and science and shit, and Al Franken had to take him aside and say, hey, listen, Department of Energy Secretary, we don't need to debate some of this shit, you know, because it's fact.
Chris Christie slithered out of his hole,
slithered. What hole is he?
They really Crisco'd up the hole to get him through.
He lives in a gully,
but
he's a gully guy.
Today, I actually enjoyed him.
Ooh,
because it's Republican versus Republican cage match time.
I love it.
These vipers,
yummy,
turn on each other.
Boy.
And here is, you know, I actually agree with him on this one.
Yes.
Remember when Sandy hit, Hurricane Sandy?
Right.
And Ted Cruz and a couple of other inland Republicans voted no money for you because that's why. And then they're trying to say they're lying and trying to say that it was all this pork. Ted Cruz got called on it yesterday and it was like, that was millions of dollars of pork that had nothing to do with the hurricane. I couldn't vote for that. And that's an utter lie, by the way. That's a lie.
Right. But it doesn't matter because his constituents will be like, that's enough for them. Right.
But now he's like, Ted Cruz is like, we need federal money in Texas. And some northern Republican senators and governors are pointing out the hypocrisy, but they're also being better humans and saying, of course we're going to give you money.
We're going to give it to you.
Of course.
We're not you fucking asshole. God, he really is the most unlikable person in government, Ted Cruz.
Christie's out there. I don't know why he's out talking right now, but
yes,
maybe because of the hurricane and stuff. But Chris Christie.
Just all shitheads.
Here he is on Morning Joe.
Dude.
And Scarborough opens up with a little word association.
Okay.
And he's like, give me one word opinion.
Right.
Of Ted Cruz.
Oh, shit.
Monday, standing by his 2013 vote against a Superstorm Sandy relief bill for the New York, New Jersey area. Joining us now, Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. Yes. Good to see you.
Hey there. So, word association game. It's so great to have you here. Ted Cruz,
we're
go.
Gonna play. Yeah.
Crap.
Word association, Ted Cruz, go. Crap. See, I hate when Chris Christie does stuff that makes me like him.
Oh, God.
Association game. It's so great to have you here. Ted Cruz,
we're gonna
go.
Play. Yeah.
Crap.
Crap. Oh, wow.
Ted Cruz, crap.
By the way, that was, you know, he talked about playing politics. That's right. What he did.
What do you mean?
With people's lives in 2012 and 2013, he was playing politics to make himself try to look like the most conservative
guy
in town.
But Ted Cruz just told...
He was playing politics trying to make himself look like the most conservative guy in town.
God damn. We're talking about funding for hurricane
relief.
This
is a fellow Republican.
Yes.
BT Dubs.
God.
Told us that two-thirds... all the spending had nothing to do with Sandy. We just heard it on there.
Dead wrong. And look at the Washington Post yesterday. They did a fact check on that yesterday. And the fact of the matter is that there was a Senate version of a bill that never passed that had a lot more spending. It got stripped out. And almost all of the spending in the $50 billion bill was for New York and New Jersey and some of the other areas that got affected by Sandy for hurricane relief. He knows it.
So the final version of the bill that he refused to sign did not have the pork in it. So he's lying.
Why did Ted Cruz say he wouldn't sign it back in the day?
He claimed that it was full of pork and that God, there was that other one. I can't remember his name. He was a senator from Oklahoma who retired because he's got cancer.
Oh, damn it. I don't remember who the fuck that is.
Nuttier than most of them, even.
Right.
And he was one of the ones that was like, I'll vote for nothing unless it's offset by tax cuts.
Oh my God, I fucking remember that. That's insane.
I can't remember his name.
That's nuts.
But he was in that. I think that was the crowd. I think he was still around at that time. And that was the one of the feelings was that, you know, we got to be fiscally responsible. We can't give these. Well, plus it's Northeast. Ugh. That's why it's brown people, right? And libtards. That's why these fuckers did not want to give relief.
Hand relief. God, it's so fucking stupid. Wouldn't Ted Cruz have the wherewithal to think, shit, man, what if there a disaster hits the people of my district? I'm going to look pretty stupid asking for federal relief when I told Chris Christie, fuck you. They just don't give a fuck. They don't care. Well, you know, they benefit. A lot of people that vote GOP don't remember. Or they can frame the facts in such a way that, you know, the hypocrisy doesn't bother them. You know what I mean? Like Ted Cruz, I think his explanation's good enough. It's good enough for the people that voted for him. There was pork in it. That's why I didn't want to give them hurricane relief.
Okay.
And not true.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Coburn, yeah. Tom Coburn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was the guy that he refused the, he was the one senator that wouldn't sign a veterans health bill.
About suicide or
because,
something, right?
Yeah, because there wasn't offset money.
That is so fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
How, we don't really know. I mean, I feel like people in this country, maybe white people, I don't know. You always feel like
racist.
The government is going to bail you out, or if there's a disaster, you can pretty much count on.
Well,
FEMA
that's kind of why it's there. This is there was even a Republican on telly last night that said,
hello?
"Well, you know, we're for small government, but this is one of the things we agree." Most of them. This was a sane Republican, if there isn't such a thing, who said, "Well, this is where we should have a strong federal government to do shit like this."
Yeah.
When one of the states needs help.
This is the moment, right?
This is one of the moments. Yeah, this is the moment.
This is the moment when you make your money as a fucking politician, you fucking dickheads. This is the point of being president or a governor or an elected official. Bad shit happens for the people that voted for you or didn't vote for you, for your fucking constituents. You roll in, you help them. That's the whole point of this fucking shit, isn't it?
One would hope.
I mean, if you can't save your people from drowning in the ocean, from a fucking flood, from a fucking hurricane, then what good is this fucking country? Who fucking cares? I mean, really, what's the fucking point? It's bananas.
So that was, yeah, Ted Cruz, I 100% agree with Ted,
that's
Chris Christie.
That
Ted Cruz is crap.
Right. Hey, and you know what, Chris? To be fair, you're crap too. You guys are all crap.
Oh, he's a load too. Yeah,
he's a tremendous load.
Absolutely.
I can say, you know, I can actually see Chris Christie doing what Ted Cruz did.
Yeah, maybe. He's a blue state Republican, so he may have a little bit more restrictions on him.
Right.
If he were in a red state, he would absolutely.
Oh my God. You know, well, I mean, he might be good for his constituents in a hurricane or something like that, because he's going to keep you away from the water. He closed that whole beach down, didn't he? His fat ass was caught hanging out on it.
Amazing.
I mean, that
couldn't have been a bigger fuck you to the people of New Jersey.
It did. I mean, you know, I was kind of unimpressed with his beach furniture. You know what I mean? Like a boring old run of the mill lounge chair, stupid straw hat.
I think he's going to be carried out on a litter.
Yes, I do. A little Speedo.
God, I don't know if you want to hear this, but
fuck you.
Couple of things. There was an article,
yes,
in Vanity Fair.
It fate
over the weekend.
Where?
I know you're going to be saddened by this.
Sad.
But Jared and Ivanka.
Oh my God!
Just don't feel welcome in Washington.
No, come on, guys. Listen, be nice to Jared and Ivanka. Little fucking oligarch twunts.
Over at Vanity Fair, the headline was "Exiles on Pennsylvania Avenue: How Jared and Ivanka Were Repelled by Washington's Elite." Doesn't this kind of tell you what shitty humans you are?
Right.
If even the scumbags of Washington won't embrace you, if even the evil oligarch rich fucks of New York City won't embrace. Trump his whole life has been trying to run with that crowd.
Right.
And Michael Bloomberg pointed it out. Look, all the rich people in New York know that Donald Trump is a fraud.
He's a scumbag.
And an asshole and a backstabber, and you don't do business with him.
You know, I don't even know why I just thought of this. He just can't do anything. He fucked up that speech to the Boy Scouts.
No, he didn't fuck that up. He
meant that.
For him, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, he's a monster. They're all monsters. How the fuck could people vote for him? How the fuck could you vote? If you're listening to this show, you voted for Shetler. Go fuck yourself.
So there's a really good story. It's a long one. It's a long story about how poor Jared and Ivanka aren't being accepted in Washington.
Oh, how sad.
People are laughing at them, Ryan.
Well, you know,
and they called. Did you hear that it came out over the weekend that in the White House?
Yes.
The Princess Royal, she's referred to as.
That's her name, her nickname?
When she's not around.
Dang, man.
The Princess Royal.
Come on, Ivanka. If you guys want to be accepted, move somewhere else. Maybe not Washington. Go move to somewhere like a little bit more clanny.
They've got to just be so pissed at their dad for this whole debacle. Because I mean, they're shysters and fraudsters also. Then the turds don't fall far from the holes,
right?
But at least they were a little liberal.
Imagine if Jared didn't have that fucking building to pay for in New York, 666, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, how much of this bullshit centers around that? You know what I mean? I mean, they are to blame for a lot of this garbage.
Eric Trump.
Oh God.
Was on some iHeartRadio show, the Joe Pags show.
Just so I'm clear, Eric is the one with the little barracuda teeth and the fucked up face with the Weasley nose, or is that Don?
Eric has the lighter hair.
Oh, okay.
During an interview on the Joe Pags show,
I'm
not gonna play him talking, who cares,
right?
I'm gonna read the highlights or the lowlights. His son Eric said, "Politics is the nastiest business I've ever seen."
Well, because you're in it.
I mean, just the evilness and the hatred in that world is unlike anything I could have fathomed before. No matter what he does, he's talking about Daddykins.
Right.
No matter what he does, they're gonna hit him on it and they're gonna go after him, and it's the swamp and it's a corrupt system.
You know, that's like going into a hot tub, pulling down your swimming trunks, taking a giant shit, and then looking in the hot tub and saying, "Wow, this is the grossest hot tub I've ever been in."
Oh, yeah.
Did that make any sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he made it.
Well, exactly.
It's nasty because of you. Because of your fucking ass.
Well, politics is nasty, but if he hadn't gone in there and immediately alienated 75% of the population to cater to his knuckle-dragging 25% cultists
right.
that are out there, he may not be criticized for everything he does.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
Everything you do is shitty, you deserve to be criticized for everything you do.
Yes!
What did he do yesterday that wasn't shitty?
I don't know. Name us a good thing. It's a list of good things.
He went to talk to the people who are suffering, didn't talk about one. No
right.
photo ops even with people hugging the people.
He didn't touch the people.
The people want that. The people want to know that the president, I don't know, gives a fuck.
They want to feel like their country's there for them when they're yeah. walking in waist-deep water filled with fucking snakes.
Exactly.
God. And Eric, you know what might help if you want to be more likable? This is just some criticism from me. It's not. It's a suggestion. Quit combing your hair all the way back. He slicks it back. I see.
Oh, all of them have that douche cut.
Yeah. I mean, you need a cut that covers more of your face because that's an issue for you. It's an issue for him. I'm sorry, Eric. Less face for you. Would would be better for all of us.
He said, Eric Trump said, it's the media. It's the mainstream media who does not want him to succeed.
God damn.
No, it's the mainstream media that plays quotes of what he says.
Right. They're saying what you say.
Right. Did he not yesterday
yes.
in Houston say, what a great crowd?
I mean, he said that.
Look at the great crowd.
What is this? Does he expect? God,
did he not say rapists? They send
right.
rapists across. Did he not say that? Did he not
yeah.
on a phone call with the Australian Prime Minister say, this is the worst call I've had today.
And then like, but when he's not president, before he was president, he would, you know, he was always, you know, generous with the criticisms for whoever is in office.
Oh, sure. Look at his tweets about Obama.
I mean, do you think if Trump, if you were on the outside looking in at this shitstorm, you wouldn't be all about it? You wouldn't be making fun of you? You wouldn't be taking swipes?
The mainstream media, I mean, no matter what he does, he's going to get hit. And
right.
listen, I think you have to tune it out. You obviously have to be tuned into it, but at the same time, you have to take it all with a grain of salt. If they weren't talking about you, you wouldn't be doing something right.
Is that Eric?
Yeah.
God, is that
otherwise
stupid or what?
It's important to keep it in context. Otherwise, quite frankly, you probably end up killing yourself out of depression. But he's doing a great job.
God. That's the dumbest pile of shit.
Poor
I've
daddy
ever heard.
Suffering the slings and arrows of all the nasty people. And he should want to kill himself, but he's so strong. He's super Trump. He can handle it,
oh,
Ryan.
Yes.
All the slings and arrows.
God.
Not, hey, maybe we should take a look at our message. Not, God, you know, there are people marching with tiki torches and tight pants and polo shirts saying
right.
Jews will not replace us. And
yes.
they're wearing, some of them are wearing MAGA hats.
Yes.
Maybe our message is slightly being misinterpreted out there. No, there's no self-reflection whatsoever.
On
it's the
sides.
Evil media.
I mean, does this guy not think, just think about it objectively. If you heard a president go speak to people, hurricane victims, and say, what a great crowd. How do you expect people to not comment on how fucking insane that sounds? What's the evil fucking media supposed to do? Fucking ignore it? I don't get it. I don't. I'm speechless, really, when you think about that. How the fuck does he say that? Oh, look at this great crowd. Holy fuck.
I think it's probably about time to bail.
Oh, got, shit, guys.
A really quick one. We've got a California restaurant owner.
Okay.
Who has closed his business now after, and this one I'm kind of torn on. I mean, I agree that he's a shitbag. They found out this restaurant owner donated $500 to David Duke's Senate run in Louisiana. California guy donates $500 to fucking David Duke in Louisiana.
Oh my God.
So the was it the San Francisco Bayview maybe?
Right.
One of the media outlets went and got a list of all the donors to David Duke. And they outed this guy who's
awesome.
Who's run a Chinese restaurant in California for 38 years in Santa Cruz.
God damn.
Roger Grigsby.
Yes, and he gives to David Duke. What the fuck?
Now there's in the window of the restaurant, it says, our restaurant's come under attack. Yes. Slanderous and malicious internet rumors concerning this business. Its owner and staff. Oh, with an apostrophe. Its owner and staff have forced us to close for now. We will let you know when we plan to return to providing what many consider the best Chinese food in the area. But he's not upset at all. I mean, he's not denying it at all.
God damn.
We are just a token in a much larger process of terrorizing white European Americans into silence in what has come to be known as the war on whites.
You are
my campaign contribution was to one of the men supporting European American civil rights.
Oh, fuck you and fuck your Chinese food. I shit in your stir-fried rice, dickhead.
So I agree he deserves the public shaming he's getting.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
What I do think is more proof that we need to get money out of politics.
Oh my God, yes.
Is the fact that you can go and find, I don't think donations should be anonymous. I think that leads to even more corruption. But how creepy is it that you can find out who you donate to?
Yeah.
Because that means if I gave money to Obama,
right?
Or Dumber or Killery,
hey,
that I'm on a list somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is another reason
we're on a list, baby.
That we need to get money just out of it. Get it out.
It's fucking everything
publicly
up.
Funded. Get rid of this donation bullshit.
Yeah.
Because then this kind of shit wouldn't fucking happen.
Right. We're kind of the poster child for getting money out of politics, aren't we?
Yeah.
Look at this fucking country.
We got to go quickly here. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for listening to us. Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon portal. Help us out. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on Twitter or Instagram or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow, everyone.
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.